Ramón Valle.
Ajá.
Jazz pianist, yes.
Uh-huh.
From Cuba. And I born in Holguín, this is my town.
Yeah.
My family is musician, my grandfather a conductor of orchestra, my father trumpet player, my sister play piano, saxophone, clarinet.
Then
I was in a family that always was music.
Yeah.
I was surrendered for music all the time. Yes, but in somehow I always say that was something that helped.
Yeah, okay.
Because you have to have also the right ingredients in your body to understand that you are in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know sometimes you have people who are born in this kind of condition and they don't have nothing to do with music.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have the right ingredients.
Yeah. You're right.
It's a both sides, no? Nice place, but also that you have something there too.
Yeah.
That you want to be part of this. Yeah. But it was really nice because my father, even before I went to the conservatory, I was already playing piano by here.
Okay.
And my father saw this, and then he began to teach me trumpet, to read, and to play the trumpet. At the meantime, my grandfather sit with him, and then he say, Orquesta Sinfónica. Okay, let's listen this, the classic composition. What you hear now? Ah, it's a violin. It's a violin. Okay, but behind this instrument, what you hear now? Ah, it's a viola. And then behind, who is the fagot? Then he was doing a training, training my ear to hear layers in the music, only the first things.
Okay.
Then when I went to the conservatory, they were like, okay, well, he's in the conservatory, but he knows many. Because my father, grandfather was already there. Exactly. Because at the end of everything, for me, the more important is that you have a good ear and that you feel the music. Because you can have a lot of knowledge about music, but this is not music, it's knowledge.
Yeah.
Music is something else. You have to put this clear. Music is something else. It's not knowledge is knowledge. But then, if you can combine this knowledge with some kind of things, tools that help you to polish your talent, then hallelujah.
Yeah.
In one point, I hear, for example, conversation. I begin to play earlier already with the orchestra from my father, and they every time that they was playing, they invite me to play few tunes with them. And one day in the night, I was sleeping, but I hear a conversation between two musicians, and then one said to me, "You see this child that is there? He's going to be a very good musician." And I was so scared when he said that. Because I saw, oh my God, how they know that? I don't know that, how they know that? But it's like a responsibility, you know, that they that.
Yeah.
But then, later, I found out that when I begin to in the conservatory, to study classic music, I was studying Bach, Mozart, Beethoven. I was reading between lines, because when I play a few chords of Bach music, then sometimes I stop there to enjoy these harmonies. Oh, nice, this combination that he do this. And then I go further, and I made my own story inside of the music. Then I saw where I can find this freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's in jazz music.
Yeah.
It's freedom. It's about freedom.
Uh-huh.
It's about freedom. I think there is not nothing that you can compare so powerful about freedom that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, to know the freedom, you have to know the structure.
Yeah.
Then you can break.
Yeah.
But first, you have to know a little bit the structure, because then you can break. This is the nice thing. And then you're going to find another structure, but then you break again.
Yeah.
Because it's about that. It's freedom. For me, the free jazz was like a people focusing in two or three musicians who opened this 100% freedom to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they call this is a movement, okay, free jazz. And then after that coming some musicians that they say, oh, free is to play strange.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that free is to play strange. Mm-hmm. Free is to play whatever comes to you. Mm-hmm. The freedom to play. Because mm-hmm. if you don't allow yourself to play one tonal sound, then you get in a kind of prison mm-hmm. about why you cannot play. Then there is no freedom.
Yeah.
There is no freedom. Yeah. So for me, I believe that the whole jazz is free.
Yeah.
Oh my God, good question, because I didn't check very well, but I think in my own,
yeah.
no collaboration, no? Without collaboration with, I think maybe around 11, 12 CDs. People in Cuba, they say, one of the many journalists say, Ramon is the other face of Cuban jazz.
Okay.
Why? Because when my first CDs, in conversation with Chucho, mm-hmm. he told me also, wow. We play together, we make a duo in Italy. And then he said to me, with your first CD, you open a new route in the jazz, in the Cuban jazz.
Okay.
My first CD was Levitando. At that time, everybody was doing beautiful music, but more in the concept of Latin jazz with congas.
Yeah.
And then the bebop in the top. And then I come in with a typical jazz quartet from America.
Uh-huh.
Tenor saxophone, piano, contrabass, drums. But the sound was not American jazz. Exactly. Was into Latin, but was not really looking all the time for the clave.
I was not
in the prison of the clave.
Yeah.
And then I went to develop melodies, very melodic. But I was able to go crazy, rhythmically, but still the melody is the main thing. Then I'm coming from the concert that you don't need to play the Guantanamera to show that you are Cuban.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a conga to say, I'm from Africa. It's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the point that I was defending in my play. I don't need to do a tumbao whole time to show you that I'm Cuban.
Yeah.
No, in my way to play, people feel like, ooh, I hear something there. Ah, this guy from the Pacha.
Yeah.
Then you are free.
Okay.
You have freedom also.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is acoustic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I love to explore the sound of the piano, and I continue exploring the sound of the piano. But in this CD, I have two beautiful children, Fabio and Dyla.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I know that they enjoy to listen to my piano solo CDs. But I asked them, what kind of music you like? Not what you enjoy right now, but what you like. And then they say, okay, I like Ariana Grande,
mm-hmm.
I like, Beyoncé, Bruno Mars, all of these famous musicians, pop music. And in one side I say, okay, I don't want to be out of this energy. I want to be part of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, it's very easy to say, I do my thing, you are not ready for my thing, I want to try to connect. And then I ask them, Fabio, Dyla, can you give me some example about the music that you like? Eh? Give me, for example, 15 examples. And they choose for me. Okay, Papa, we like this. I went to my studio and I begin to write music.
Wow.
Coming from every example that they give to me to get the move, and then I develop a new music coming from there. This is the idea. Then I made some kind of license in two songs, because mm-hmm. I have a sad news in the last year. I lost my papa, my mama in 1 month and a half, both of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so really sorry. Heavy. Yeah, yeah. Then I saw, okay, these two tunes are something that I come straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about anything, only about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also in the CD. But the rest is coming from the influence from my children.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. This is what I call the title, The Time Is Now.
Okay.
There is also a video clip that mm-hmm. you can find in YouTube with the family, how what I mean by the time is now. The time is now to forget our difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because one part of the world say that the African is no good, the African say that white people is no good,
yes.
And at the end everybody's fighting to each other.
Mm.
It's time to stop these things and to see each other like a big symphonic orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
What instrument you going to put out of this symphonic orchestra?
Mm.
The contrabass, the violin, the clarinet, fagot, all of them we need to make the symphony of life.
Mm.
In the end, this is what we need. Entonces, we have to see each other, the whole world, like a big symphonic orchestra that we need each other to make music,
mm-hmm.
the music of life. No,
mm-hmm.
And to say, this is the time is now. What I'm talking, it's time to forget this, to get together and,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say to you, every music that I wrote until now, all of my music have a story.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only thing that my music miss is the screen
mm-hmm.
to show what I have
right.
in mind.
Okay.
Because some musicians work about the chords, yes, of course, and the harmony, I combine this and then I get this with the feeling of this, but I'm only have a story. I can talk to you. Now is the you can see the ocean now, and then coming the ship, and then
mm-hmm.
We are in Cuba, now you see the light of the house,
mm-hmm.
like a film. In every music, this is the way that I see music.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't see image, I cannot write music.